insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 23rd verse of Surah Ankabut, and we will be back with our discussion.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والذين كفروا بآيات الله ولقائه أولئك يئسوا من رحمتي وأولئك لهم عذاب أليم.
And the ones who disbelieve in the signs of Allah and the meeting with Him, those have despaired of my mercy, and they will have a painful punishment.
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is another section of this surah, Surah Ankabut, that actually starts talking about another aspect or part of the story of the prophets. So, in this verse, the Holy Quran decisively says that وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلِقَائِهِ, those who disbelieved in the signs of Allah and His meeting, أُولَٰئِكَ يَئِسُوا مِنْ رَحْمَتِي, those are despaired of my mercy, وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and these it is that shall have a painful chastisement. So, in order to emphasize, it adds and implies that this punishment is a requisite of being disappointed from the mercy of Allah. And the only people who are disappointed and deprived from the mercy of Allah are pagans. That's why this verse is here to discuss this concept. So, the objective of the Quranic phrase Ayatillah, the signs of Allah, could be either the signs of nature, that is, the signs of the greatness of Allah in the system of creation, or the signs of the power of the Almighty Allah, which all refer to the subject of monotheism, of course. And the Arabic term liqa'ihi, his meeting, is also referring to the subject of resurrection. That is, there are some people that deny both the origin and the resurrection. So it could also refer to the signs of religion. So by ayatillah, we could mean that actually they are the ones who reject the signs of religion. That is, the verses that Allah has sent down to His prophets, which talk about both origin and prophethood and resurrection. And in this case, the application of liqa is of the kind of mentioning general after specific. So that's why the Quran decisively says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, those who disbelieved in the signs of Allah, وَلِقَائِهِ, and His meeting, أُولَٰئِكَ يَئِسُوا مِنْ رَحْمَتِي, these are despaired of my mercy.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلِقَائِهِ,
ربي أولئك يئسوا من رحمتي وأولئك لهم عذاب أليم.
So, brothers and sisters, we said that this verse here to emphasize and adding that this punishment for some pagans is a requisite of being disappointed from the mercy of Allah in the very first place. And this could be for the reason that these pagans, it was really hard for them to negate the existence of God or negate monotheism, since the previous verses were to tell us that even if you have inward or outward travels, even if you travel introspectively and extroversively, both of them, in either case, you must have an understanding of the existence of the Almighty Allah and the concept of monotheism. But these people seem to have this kind of intentionality not to believe in Allah. So that's why this verse with much emphasize implies that punishment is a requisite of being disappointed from the mercy of Allah. Since the one who does not know the Almighty Allah will not favor and will not look for his help as well. It is also necessary to mention the point that the Quranic term ya'isu min rahmati, despaired of my mercy, is mentioned in past tense, in a past form verb, though its main aim is future. Now, why is it? The reason could be that it is a customary tradition in Arabic literature, then when the occurrence of future events is completely certain, they are sometimes said in the form of past tense of the verb. So the verse continues saying, and these it is that shall have a painful chastisement. وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. So this actually bears the concept of exclusiveness, that for them, and specifically for them, there will be a painful chastisement, since the one who is despaired of the mercy of the Lord, he does not deserve to be forgiven. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, in your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.